We got a tough opponent this week, and I think we prepared good, and I think I'm looking forward to playing this game.
Did the light go on, Nick, or is it just more of a steady progression, do you think?
I think it's just, you go game by game. I mean, some games you don't get there. I mean, production doesn't show. You know, you may do good things on the field, but, you know, it doesn't show. But, I had a good game. You know, I got some sacks. I got to the quarterback. I made some plays out there. You know, that stood out.
You didn't get the start. Was that motivating whatsoever?
Everything is always motivating. Being, you know, in that atmosphere, you know, you want to compete. We were always competing against one another, so that didn't really have an issue on me. Always take the game, you know, as another game. You know, we got to play, regardless of who starts or whatnot. You know, we just got to play.
Both your sacks came from the right side, which is usually Clay's side of moves. Is there anything to that, or just kind of the way it worked out? Or
I'm more natural on my right side. You know, I got to work more on my left to be as good. But you know, it's just pass rush. I mean, you just got to go out there and make plays.
Okay. That was your side in college, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Any extra pressure on you guys on the group this week with Clay out for the next few weeks?
We know he's out. You know, we know we got to step up. You know, cut the slack, and I think we had a good job preparing for this week, and I think we'll do a great job this week. I don't think so. I think everybody knows what's going on. It's just for other guys to step up and fill that void. And I think everyone knows that, you know, time has come for younger guys to step up. And, you know, we just got to go out there and make big plays.
Have you gotten a chance to talk with
Clay
since his diagnosis?
I have.
Has he been around here?
He's been around a little bit.
Any message for you guys now that...
He's always with us, so, you know, if we have any issues or he sees something, you know, he makes sure he comes to us. You know, he just want to make sure we're on track. He's ready to come back.
Nick, when your natural ability as an outside linebacker is questioned, say, by the critics or whatever, do you use that as motivation? Do you hear that at all? Or
I don't really pay attention to all that. I kind of keep my head down and keep working. You know, I'm an outside linebacker, and that's what I'm here to do. I want to play this position very well, and I want to stay here for a long time. So I think, you know, I don't really pay attention to that stuff.
How would you assess your transition from college to playing here outside?
I think I'm doing a good job now. Being 1 year in, you know, it was a tough transition for me to stand up and learn all the coverages and, you know, learn a playbook. So I think I have a good foundation now, and I can really play fast in this position.
You look at a guy like Joe Flacco, it seems like he loves to throw the ball down the field. Is he a guy that maybe will hold on to it for a second or two longer, give you an extra chance to get there in order to get those throws down the field?
We've seen a little bit of that, and, you know, for that, I think if he holds the ball, you know, that's good for us. You know, that just gives us more opportunities to get to him. And, you know, I'm looking forward to playing against these guys. I think they're set up for us to do good.
Run defense has been a real strength so far this year. What's been the key in your eyes?
We're all playing together. We're all playing on one page, one heartbeat. You know, we're all on the same track. So, you know, that mindset going into the games, I think we really want to have an edge against other teams. So I think we've just been really focusing on that.
I know he's in a different position group. BJ was talking about it a minute ago. What does Johnny Jolly mean to this defense? Just his personality, just being in the locker room. What does he bring?
He brings a lot. You know, he's loud. He's a tough guy on the field. You know, he's cool. He's cool to be around with. And, you know, those kind of guys kind of make you feel good, you know, and to be here, you know, it's an honor. And I'm blessed, you know, to be here around these guys because they're all good guys. And I think that just helps us, you know, play a little bit better together, you know.
Obviously, Matthews is a four-time Pro Bowler, does everything right. But what is the biggest attribute he brings that you guys are going to miss this Sunday?
I think he brings the dominance. He brings a big force. I mean, everyone has to key him. You know, he's like the guy that everyone talks about. And I think we all got to help each other out when we go out there on the field. I think it's not just going to be one player, you know, that kind of takes over the game. But I think as a team, I think we're going to do a great job with containing the run and rushing as pass rushers to get after the quarterback.